a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, then we're going to move on to our third set of songs. We have electronic rock, post-rock, and experimental rock. The first song we're going to play for you is Bones Girl by Glad Handing. Let's hear how it sounds over here. And after that, we're going to play Vulture Tree by the Ophelias. And after that, we're going to do next Angor by Angrine de Portrine, if that's how you say it, if that's correct. But for now, we're going to do Bones Girl.
Bones Girl is
All right, This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Bones Girl by Glad Handing, which is using the electronic rock genre. Next up is Vulture Tree by The Ophelias. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Vulture Tree by The Ophelias. Next up in our final song for this set, we got an experimental rock piece, which is with the song Angor by Angine de Poitrine, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I'm sorry to say about that, but on with the song.
Thank you.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Angor by Angine de Portrine, if that's how I say it correctly. Well, this section here focuses on rock, begins to move further away from its traditional expectations, as you just heard of this song right here. So the first song we've listened to on this set was Bones Girl by Glad Handing, which is an electronic rock piece that combines the energy of rock with digital production and electronic elements, and has that space where guitars and computers can exist together. Then after that, we were listening to Post Rock, which is from the song Vulture Tree by The Ophelias, which takes another step by changing the focus on the genre itself. So instead of relying on traditional verse and chorus structures, the post-rock often focuses on the atmosphere, its repetition, and its gradual changes in sound. And then the last song was Angor by Angine de Portrine, if I'm saying that correctly, sorry again. It's an experimental rock piece which pushes these ideas even further by treating instruments less like fixed tools and more like sources of sound that can be manipulated. And all these genres show that rock is not about the specific instrument or style. It's more about the experimentation, the emotion, and finding new ways to express these ideas through sound, not just about guitars. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. From Colorado to Mexico, the Rio Grande and its tributaries provide drinking water for millions of people, irrigate vast areas of farmland, and provide habitat for native cutthroat trout. So the water is in high demand, and strains on the river system are growing. As the climate warms, droughts are becoming more intense, and mountain snowpack, which melts into the streams that feed the Rio Grande, is declining. To make sure there will be enough water for farmers in the spring and summer, water is held back during the winter in upstream reservoirs. That reduces the water flowing through streams and rivers in winter months.
That's clearly a threat to the trout populations that exist in these rivers.
Kevin Terry is with Trout Unlimited. His group works with farmers, water districts, and others to arrange releases from upstream reservoirs during the winter when possible.
To keep the ecosystems healthy and keep fish as healthy as possible, while at the same time delivering water supplies to downstream communities for other benefits, including augmentation of well depletions, supplies for livestock.
He says as water becomes scarcer in the region, it's critical that people work together to make the best use of every drop. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We are Liars.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road.
That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, to close out today's show, we got our final set of songs. First one we're going to do is Starlight by Sam Queeley, which is a hyperpop / digital rock influence.
Oh,
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Starlight by Sam Cooley. Up next is going to be a modern experimental piece with rock influences, which is from the song Monk by the Dial Tones. Alright, you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Monk by the Dial Tones. So throughout this episode, we explore how rock music has continued to evolve by constantly challenging its own boundaries. Well, from blues rock to psychedelic experimentation to electronic influences, atmospheric sounds, and modern digital production, rock has never been about just one sound. So what makes this genre interesting is its ability to adapt. And artists continue to take familiar ideas and transform them to new influences, technologies, and creative approaches. Rock music has always been changing, and the constant evolution of what allows to remain relevant and across generations. Well then, that's all for the show and from the episode The Experimentation of Rock. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And the final song we're going to play for you is going to be a global hybrid track, Locked in the Array by Atsuko Chiba. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.
Right on.